You'll have heard this story. Just as a short introduction by way of the reading that'll follow, which I hope will be our introductory prayer. So you'll remember the story of Zechariah, one of the priests who was selected by lot to go into the Holy of Holies. Only a few people were allowed to do that, and they went on their own. He was of the tribe that was the priestly tribe that was allowed to do that. And they even actually used to tie a rope to them, you know, in case anything happened to the person inside, so that they could pull them out if they sort of keeled over. Well, for Zechariah, who was an old man, and his wife Elizabeth, they had given up trying to have children. But God met him, an angel spoke to him when he was in there, and told him he was going to have a son. And he didn't believe the angel, basically. Well, he questioned the angel. So the angel said, as a sign, you're not going to be able to speak until your son is born. So you can imagine the pandemonium when he came out. And sure enough, Elizabeth extraordinarily conceived in her late years. And in due course, John the Baptist, this is, was born. And in my mind, the Bible doesn't say this is my fertile imagination. In my mind, poor old Zechariah was, because he couldn't speak, found himself less and less involved. So as I read this to you, Zechariah was sitting in the corner, excluded for the conversation. He must have lost it. He can't speak. And he could hear the women folk and his wife Elizabeth excitedly chatting. What are they going to call this boy? And it's tradition to call them after his family. Perhaps we'll call him Zechariah. And she said, no, his name is to be John. John? Don't be daft. Can't be John. There's nobody in your... We don't know anybody called John. Nobody in your family. You can't call him John. You better ask Zechariah. So they got a slate and a bit of chalk, and they took it over to Zechariah. And he wrote on it, his name is John. And with that, he found his speech. And so this is our prayer. And you can imagine this story went through the neighborhood like anything. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, praise be to the Lord God of Israel, because he has come and redeemed his people. Remember, they had this little baby in Elizabeth's arms. Praise be to the Lord God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember this holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins, because of the tender mercies of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. So that's us. So let's pray.